He would recite whole pages of the Talmud from memory, argue with himself, ask himself questions, and answer himself. And one day he said to me, "It's the end. God is no longer with us." And as though he had repented of having spoken such words, so clipped, so cold, he added in his faint voice, "I know. One has no right to say things like that. I know. Man is too small, too humble and inconsiderable to seek to understand the mysterious ways of God. But what can I do? I'm not a sage, one of the elect, nor a saint. I'm just an ordinary creature of flesh and blood. I've got eyes, too, and I can see what they're doing here. Where is the divine mercy? Where is God? How can I believe? How could anyone believe in this merciful God?" Poor Akiba Drumer, if he could have gone on believing in God, if he could have seen a proof of God in this Calvary, he would not have been taken by this election. But as soon as he felt the first cracks forming in his faith, he had lost his reason for struggling and had begun to die. When the selection came, he was condemned in advance, offering his own neck to the executioner. All he asked of us was, "In 3 days, I shall no longer be here. Say the Kaddish for me." We promised him. In 3 days' time, when we saw the smoke rising from the chimney, we would think of him. 10 of us would gather together and hold a special service. All his friends would say the Kaddish. And then he went off toward the hospital, his step steadier, not looking back. An ambulance was waiting to take him to Birkenau. These were terrible days. We received more blows than food. We were crushed with work. And 3 days after he had gone, we forgot to say the Kaddish.
Eli and the other prisoners are so close to death every single day. When Eli's father is selected, Eli thinks his father will be murdered. Eli almost wants to die himself, so he won't be all alone in this terrible world. Thankfully, his father is spared for the time being. Akiba Drumer, however, is not so lucky. Remember him? We first met him at Auschwitz. Akiba was a very religious man who tried to comfort the other prisoners by telling them that God was testing them and that they must keep their faith. But now even Akiba has lost his faith, and with it his will to live. Although Eli is furious with God, at least he still feels something, some emotion, but Akiba feels nothing. Eli tells us that in the end it is this loss of faith, not anything physical, that leads Akiba to his death. Let's keep going, starting at the bottom of page 73 with "Winter had come."
Winter had come. The days were short and the nights had become almost unbearable. In the first hours of dawn,